Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who has he's changed. He always makes me feel better.
Uh-huh.
But whenever he is with us, he always makes me feel better about something. Sometimes it's hockey. Most of the time it's just life.
Dennis positive DeVar. Outlook.
Yes, he does have a positive outlook.
Aura.
He's also seen. The man has seen a lot, I would say. I think that's fair
and
to
lived
say.
And live to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Nice to be on with you guys always. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about how exciting is this that 7 out of the last 8 for the Blackhawks. They're gelling right here late February, heading into March, 6, 7, 8 weeks out from the playoffs. That's the time you want to get hot, right?
Yeah, and they are. And, you know, and it's expected. I mean, I know these guys, we all know now and over the last decade, you know, how well they've played, and they've played a lot of hockey, but seems to me like the urgency level has gone up a lot in the last couple weeks. And, you know, I know the break, there was a lot of questions with the NHL and, you know, and some of the managers around the league that questioned it. But, you know, for me personally, I know they played. And as a player, I think it's a great occasion for the guys to really get out of it for 5 days. You know, it's not a lot. It's 5 days. But it's good for them to get back after that and find some energy that they need. And I think for our team especially, you know, we've played so much hockey in the last few years. I know last year we lost in the first round, but, you know, those 5 days, I think, for us is going to benefit us down the road here and hopefully for a long playoff run.
And we talk about that idea of them getting out of the playoffs early last year. It was the longest summer they've had off, basically, since 2009, right?
Yeah.
2008. And so this is the, you know, especially for the core guys who've been here with the team. And you do wonder about now that they've had that. There's also that feeling like you're at home and everybody else, you're on the golf course, everybody else is playing. That's got to be in their heads, right?
Right, for sure.
And these are, I mean, you got guys like Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane and you know, incredible competitors who don't want to do this. How important is that in their head?
Well, you know, Ro, you know, you look at the playoff to me, you know, my days, I don't think it's changed. The game has changed a little bit. The players are better, stronger, faster. But a playoff game is worth 2 games in a regular season. That's how much how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And especially you play against the same team in this series of 7 games. It's more intense than obviously a game in a regular season. So it's very hard. It's tough to recoup, and it's difficult to continue to be champions because teams that you play every night in their regular season, they bring their A game.
Yes, sir.
So for us, you know, we try to bring our A game every night, but as you know, it's difficult to do that, the fact that we've played so many games. And, you know, like you guys said, you know, it's the right time right now to kind of start to, you know, move up the
crescendo
ladder.
Let me ask you about Jonathan Taves very quickly here, because it seems to me that obviously he's playing at the level that he expects himself to be playing at, right? Because he talked about making the All-Star team and like I don't even deserve it this year, right? He's been talking about that, but he's Jonathan Taves, right? I mean,
right.
First of all, he's one of the greatest of all times,
sure.
Right? I mean, he's going to go down. Maybe he's top 10 for sure, maybe top 5. Who knows how high he goes in terms of greatest hockey players of all times. But he also, you know, it seemed like his recovery from the injury last year, from the concussion last year especially, you know, just took a little bit longer. Talk a little bit about what that, especially, you know, in hockey, where, you know, split-second precision is so important. I mean, how long does it take to get past that? Could it take a year? Could it take 6, 9
months?
Yeah,
you know, I've been banged up too playing, and I'm not sure, you know, how many times. You know, I've been knocked out 3 times in my career, and, you know, we don't know then if it was
right.
Affected us for a while. But for sure, one of the things that for sure, as a player, mentally, you've got to go, you know what, I got to be careful getting it again because I just got a concussion. So you play a little more tentative, and you play a little more careful. And, you know, Johnny plays, you know, a lot of nights you just put everything out there to be the best player he can be. He's a great leader. We all know that. So what really impressed me about his play in the last 2-3 weeks is, and I'm not surprised, he's really took, you know, upon his shoulder to be better, and he's been incredibly better.
Yeah.
So, and watching the game the other night against Minnesota, that old line, even the whole team, I think our second period, it was probably the best period we've played in a long, long time. Not only this year, in years past, too, we were, like, dominating Minnesota. Minnesota's a fast team, you know, we can't count them out. I think they're for real this year, but we've had their numbers. No,
they've been getting better. I mean, you've been watching this franchise develop, right? And now here they are.
Yeah, and they they're fast. I mean, they send four lines at you with a lot of speed, and, you know, that's the game that's always built now. So, you know,
and that's a tough building to win in for the team coming in too, because that's real high. That's built as a hockey rink.
Yeah. Well, no better than here, though, but that's okay.
No, but I know.
I know what you're saying. But you're right.
But it's built. I mean, it's a single use facility, right, for hockey, and that changes the dynamic a little bit. And they're very, very proud of it up there, and it's very loud in that building. Now, it's obviously very loud here, but it's something.
No, it is loud both buildings. I agree. And I played there, not this building they're in now, but, you know, the Met Center in those days in the 80s, and it was loud. It was hard, and so. Yeah, but our guys find a way, and I think our record on the road in the last nine is 8-1 or 7-1 or something like that. We've been playing great on the road. So, but getting back to Johnny, you know, the other night watching the game, the thing that impressed me the most with that line is they had the puck the whole night. Like, they had the possession of the puck for a long, long time throughout the whole night against a great team in Minnesota. So, you know, you see that these guys, Schmaltz, obviously, and Panic and Chaser was starting to gel together, and
yeah,
you know, Q, as we know, he's got magic to change lines when it's time, and he's made some great moves and great decision over his career, but he's kept this line now together for a while, and you could see that seems to be a little bit of chemistry going on, so that's a good sign for us.
Who's been the MVP of this year's Blackhawks?
Well, I always goaltending has to be the thing that's most important, and when I say goaltenders, I talk about both of them. I think Scott Darling has had a tremendous year as well, and Corey is really, you know, especially November, December, we're playing okay, but not at the level we're playing now. And I think Crow really and Scotty have, you know, stepped up their game for us and kept us in a lot of games, and we found ways to win it. Now we're helping our goalies to win games. So I think our guys, for me, as our goaltenders, have been tremendous, you know, and Scotty, and hopefully that he'll be here next year. You know, with the expansion, we don't know, but he's been certainly a great addition to our team the last couple of years.
Yeah, he really has been. And that backup goalie job is so hard. You have to sit there sideways in the seat. That's the first biggest problem that you've got right there.
Yeah, how do you
and
sit
then,
in that
right,
stuff?
It's so awkward. And then you've got and you just kind of wait. And then you have to come in either, you know, obviously Crow got hurt, but you had that period of time. The appendicitis. Mm-hmm. But you've also had this, the moment of, you know, when you're going to get a spell off. They kind of have an idea when that's coming, though, right? When they're going to take the day off or where they're going to get.
Yeah, it's kind of back-to-back games, you know. Obviously, you're going to play both of them. And it seems to be that's what Q's been doing. And but, you know, like you said, when Corey was hurt there, and I think Scotty must have played, I think, close to 8-10 games
in
a row.
Yeah.
But like you said, to come back in the game, like you haven't played in 2 weeks sometimes. It happens, and there's no back-to-back games for a while. To get ready for that particular game is difficult. So when a goaltender's record is way above 500, your backup goalie, that's pretty good. You look at all the numbers around the league, the backup goalies, the record are what they are, and Scotty's way above them.
And he's such a fan favorite, a Chicago kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you got a couple of Chicago kids on this team, which is really very cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
Very cool.
Did we see you driving a Blackhawks decked-out Uber or something and doing trivia questions? That was such a cute promotion that the Hawks are doing.
You know, I had a lot of fun, and the biggest thing about that day is, you know, we picked up about four or five people.
And were they random people you picked up?
Yeah.
Gosh, they were good. They were answering trivia questions about the Blackhawks, and you were asking them.
They went on our website, and that's
and
all.
And then you picked
then
just
we picked
that.
Them up.
Oh,
we had
so
to go.
Fun.
Unfortunately for them, we had to go on the highway for a bit.
Are you a good driver?
My buddies don't think I am, but I think I am.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'm a slow driver. Yeah. But I was in the left lane, and I had to get off to the right lane, which is like three lanes over.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me, you got to get to that exit right now. Well, I had the Blackhawk truck, so that helped, you know. I just kind of went across the highway, and we were safe. But it was fun, you know.
Hey, you're here to tell the story.
Yeah,
that's the most important part,
out.
Dennis. It is. Yeah, it's fun. All right, so, and just quickly, as they take on the Coyotes tonight. Now, Coyotes, you know, not having the best season. Let's just put it that way. 21-30 with seven ties and 49 points total. It's tough because it's the NHL. Anything can happen, right? So how do you not look past them?
It's going to be difficult. You're right. You know, because we just played a huge game in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who's coming the next two nights, St. Louis, and I think we got Pittsburgh March 1st.
Right. That's tough. Pittsburgh's tough. And St. Louis banged up, but, you know, again, they're fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, no, they're not in yet, and they've had since you know Hitchcock left. Obviously, their record's been better, but it's a trap game. But you know, I know that they're going to approach this game like pros, and they know that Coyotes will come, like we talked about earlier. You know, they're finding a team. They're playing a team that's won cups here for many years, and so those young kids are in the lineup. They're going to give everything they got. They're probably excited to play the Blackhawks. You know, it's a big game for them. So
yeah,
we're going to have to match their intensity, and I think we will. And, Phoenix has struggled. Young team. You know, I really haven't seen them play that much this year, but it's been a difficult year for them. But, that, you know, when you got some young players, you know, they've got a lot of good young players. Mm-hmm. When I look at their lineup, they don't have any star players yet, you
right.
know. Like that's when
tough.
We started with Taser and Kaner, we had Dunk already here and Seaves, but you know they're star players. They're just not good players.
Right.
So, you know, for them, we'll see what happens in the future. But let's hope they do well over the next couple of years. It's a good franchise to have around, obviously in California with LA being there, Anaheim, and so forth.
Yeah, you need stuff in the although Las Vegas. I don't know how I feel about this, quite honestly.
I thought you liked that idea.
Well, I love the idea of going to a Hawks game in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of that.
Sure.
But expansion scares me a little bit because every team has to give
right.
up something. And like you mentioned, Scott Darling is the kind of guy that would be kind of
attractive.
Right in that, and you would hate to lose them. I got a couple guys I'd like to give up. I just can't mention their names right now because they're still in the building and come and hit me in the head. But
watch out.
That is how that goes. All right. Dennis Savard, thank you very
Thanks,
much for
Dennis.
Being here.
Ryan,
appreciate
thank
it.
Oh. Jeff, thank you guys.